All right, let's kick this thing off. Welcome back to the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green. Support for Lost River Sessions Live comes from Mike Simpson, Farmers National Bank of Bowling Green and Scottsville, the Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Glasgow EPB, Warren County Public Library, Bowling Green Living, and Caitlin and Zach Simpson. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Lost River Sessions presents Nikki Lane.
Better tough, you better love me right like you can't get enough, like I'm the only thing that makes you feel so good before you find somebody you know to man up. That roof's been leaking since last July. That bucket's full of them tears that I cried. I gotta find some places nice and dry. I called my mama, she said, my oh my, my mama man up, better get his ducks in line. Or take a hard look, I might have to say goodbye. Oh, you better get off your ass, you better man up, or I'm gonna have to be the one that gets tough. You better love me right like you can't get enough, like I'm the only thing that makes you feel so good before I find somebody new to man up. This ring went off my hand. So you better get off your ass, you better man up, or I'm gonna have to be the one gets tough. You better love me right like you can't get enough, like I'm the only thing that makes you feel so good before you find somebody new. Before you find somebody new. Looks like found somebody who knows to man up.
Well, how y'all feeling tonight, Bowling Green? I gotta tell you, I have no idea how we've never come up here on tour before. I've come up here on Craigslist before to buy things. I say sometimes I talk about towns and I'll say, oh, where are you from? And they'll go, oh, you wouldn't know it. It's just a little town in Tennessee. Oh, try me, try me. They go, oh, McMinnville? I go, oh, yeah, I got an armoire in McMinnville. You know, I explore. I get around. So I've made a living out of complaining, mostly complaining about my ex-husband. That last song, though, was a mistake. I mean, it was a good idea. It's a great song, I think. But I wrote a song about kicking him out of the house and then he moved out, so I had to stop writing songs about him because he wasn't there anymore. I got a couple more good ones. I can complain for days about Joe. But when I see him, we fist pump, you know, because we're cordial. It's actually surprisingly cordial. I like him. Start, you know, it's just like you like him. He's just not my problem anymore. So, no, I'm just kidding up. I don't even know where that came from. I hardly ever talk about Joe anymore. I normally complain about at least a few other people now. But this song's called Send the Sun. This is probably the exact opposite of that. That's probably the sweetest song I ever wrote. I was out on the road, and I've been playing music 10 years in February, and I learned pretty hardcore how to put up with driving around and being long distance. It's very difficult. You have to come up with little tricks, you know, and so I had an idea. I was on the East Coast, and I loved a man on the West Coast, and he was getting pretty tired of waiting around, and so I was like, well, I will send the sun to you in the morning. And he sure liked that. I mean, I can do that 365 days a year, so it's not me, though, but don't tell him.
Well, it's hard to be apart, 20 miles in between, laying hell in the dark. Are you thinking of me out there in the west? Darling, I swear I love you best. And I'm gonna sail the sun. Where the dawn full of gold. just get you down. But darling, believe me, I'll never deceive you. We got this love, let's keep it right. Never be lonely, 'cause I love you only. And if we can make it just through the night, then I'm gonna send the sun your way. Get you down.
I was wondering which of the notes wouldn't be with us tonight because of my current situation. That was one of them. We'll try to skip that one. We went out. I did the biggest job of my life. I got this job for Stagecoach. It's a country music festival in California. And they gave me my own stage and my own market. And it's pretty cool. I like to pat myself on the back because it's a big job. But they keep hiring me because of my mom. Like, they prefer my mom to me. So they, like, built the whole thing around how much they like my mom. Even the guy that runs our department, they trained and, like, interviewed people based on who would be the nicest to my mom. So Nikki Lane's great, but Debbie Frady is apparently much cooler. That's fine. But we went out there, and it's in the desert, and I breathed all this dirt and brought it home with me. I think it's, like, an agricultural. I'm breaking the law. Got lots of dirt. California dirt. National forest style.
Across the border.
Across the border, yeah. Harboring illegal dirt. Oh, Lord. I mean, I've got a set list, but you know we never do duo shows. I don't know if this is the reason why, but this song's called Seeing Double. I wrote it a few years ago, and it explains the state of mind I find myself in sometimes when I'm home for tour for too long. I got a hole in my heart, mighty deep, cold and dark, like a tunnel. Well, it's hard to breathe in this town. I'm sinking deep, going down, like a funnel. Never stop. How fast we can. Glory's come to play, wants to make a stand. I got the shakes, got my head in my hands every day. State of confusion. Don't you ever say I didn't tell you so. I was doing right when I let you know. I'm just a fool, I laid all my cards show. Don't believe the illusion. Tom's in the bed, Jack's on the floor. Jim won't sleep inside no more. I'm seeing double. And I just can't take anymore. Well, I got a bag of relief in a drawer. Laying round in my gown. Take it out, burn it down. Now fast we can. Glory's come to play, wants to make a stand. I got the shakes, got my head in my hands every day. State of confusion. Don't you ever say I didn't tell you so. I was doing right when I let you know. I'm just
a fool, I let all my cards show, don't believe the illusion. Call me out, say what you will. Let's be sure that we both know the score. Have no doubt, every word that you say, will I hear all of that before?
Play you a few new songs. This song's called Champion. It's actually quite a bit older than new, but it didn't make it onto the last record. I don't know if it fit the tone or maybe if I was ready to be so outlandish yet, but I wrote it with the lyrics of an email, or the words of an email that somebody wrote me. I think they were trying to tell me, put me in my place, you know, but they rhymed so well. So here we are. I've never even thought about how to strum it in this setting. So you just get it going. Oh, by the way, this is Michael Lepinto. He's playing guitar with me tonight. I mean, he always plays guitar with me, but normally there's more people. So how do you feel about the duo set so far? See? Whoop! All right, now, Champion.
You just say this a bill faded. Well, honey, haven't I demonstrated that my aim is true and I aim to follow through? Did you tell me I'm temperamental? Well, darling, that's just an incidental. It's not up to you, cause I can't be the one to lose. So I think I should be the one to say what happens here, cause all my chips are on the line and it's becoming crystal clear. You and I, honey, we and our companions, and you're telling me you're gonna be the champion. Well, I find it mighty strange the way things go, they never change. And you expect me not to complain, it just drives me mad. So I work hard to figure out just what the trouble's all about. Now I can barely count the conversations we've had. So darling, I'm gonna be the one to say what happens here, cause all my chips are on the line and it's becoming crystal clear. You and I, honey, we are not companions, and you're telling me you're gonna be the champion. Call. And if the ship goes down, it'll be my fault and you can slip right out. Well, time will pass and time will tell. If I don't see you, well, it's just as well. If you need me, baby, just ring the bell. It's a small town. Still, darling, I'm gonna be the one to say what happens here. So all my chips are on the line and it's becoming crystal clear. You and I, honey, we are not companions, and you're telling me you're gonna be the champion. Oh, but you and I, honey, we are not companions. And there's only room in this house for just one champion.
If anyone has any random old song of mine that I should sing, I'll mess it up, but I always love to try. I was practicing some downstairs, and I did a terrible job of remembering them. I could try one now. Look Away, Sleep For You. My friend wrote a song once for me about oversleeping at my job, because I did it. I would always oversleep. I oversleep through anything that I can. And now, you know, you don't really oversleep anymore once your job starts at 8 o'clock p.m., you know, it gets harder to have an excuse for that. I was going to do this one, maybe. Why not? Oh. Oh. This is fantastic. Set list. You guys, thank you. So I'll do Wild One. That's the one I will Yeah, you'll be good. Ready? No. You don't know it. It's okay. It's just me. It's just me and her. And some other people.
You got all the ammunition one could ever need to bring me down. If you got such a great ambition, then honey, why are you still hanging around? Why don't you go out there on the open road and throw it all away? Don't matter to you if there's hell to pay, 'cause you're a wild one. You're a good time, but you're a long shot. And honey, you're way out of line. You're just a big talker, you just don't do what you say, and you're gonna be better off alone anyway. So go on, tell me all about the essence of exactly who I am. Cause I know that I hurt you bad, and honey, I'm just dying to understand. Why don't you go out there on the open road and throw it all away? Don't matter to you if there's hell to pay, 'cause you're a wild one. You're a good time, but you're a long shot. None of your way out of line. You're just a big talker, you just don't do what you say, and you're gonna be better off alone anyway. Anyway. You're a wild one. You're a good time, but you're a long shot. And honey, you're way out of line. You're just a big talker, you just don't do what you say, and you're gonna be better off alone anyway. Anyway.
Couldn't help myself when I realized, well, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. Ooh la la, ooh la la, yeah, yeah.
Can you get me tequila, LaCroix, and my coffee?
I've sent him to get a collection of beverages. Need to try whatever's gonna work here. This is what actually works, but I'll drink it first and then try what might work, you know. So how about Leslie Weiler Meng. She came in and she said, "You need to know where to eat, girl." I was like, "Well, let's go right now." So we went to eat. And now she's back at work. And I'm upset because she was supposed to sing the last verse of the song. But she left her shirt. And I'm hoping that she'll remember that she doesn't have her shirt on. I'm just kidding. She's got one on. But then I hope she'll realize that she's missing her shirt and come back in time for the end of the set. I have a surprise. It's coming in about 5 minutes. It's already here. Hopefully faster. Hopefully my coffee comes faster. Where did I? Hickory and Oak. It's right behind us. It was delicious. We ate everything. I ordered everything. That's what I do. We eat pistachios all day from the Pilot. You got to stay healthy. I mean, what are you supposed to eat at the Pilot? And then you come here and you find the best restaurant in Bowling Green within 11 blocks. I'm going to try some more. I'm going to come back. So that's what I was getting at earlier. I got distracted. But what I was telling you, I got on the topic of the ex-husband again. But I was trying to say that if tour every day was 55 minutes away, I'd be in even better shape. I was just talking and talking. I could probably sing it for you, but I'll mess it up. But I wrote two verses and a chorus of a brand new song called Hiding Out on the way here. And then it was 55 minutes and we were here already, so I was confused. And we were early, so we went antique shopping at the Vet City Antique Mall. It's good. There's no need to go now. I got everything. In my new song, I'm referencing all my favorite artists, Neil Young, Lucinda Williams, Bob Dylan. Hope they don't get mad because I say their names. I was like, what if Neil Young is like, stop saying my name in your song? I don't think he will, but that's the kind of thing I think about. So, is that not the tequila, is it? Okay, because it's very full. Oh, coffee. That's perfect. That's perfect. Are y'all, you getting some coffee out there? You guys getting what you need?
All right. He said talk. He didn't say write a novel, laugh. But so here we go.
Mike did. I said, what am I going to do? I can't figure out what song. He said, oh, you'll just talk. But we already know our set list. Sleep with a Stranger. Oh. I think. Okay. Sure. I've never done this as a duo before.
Well, tonight it'd be a good night to sleep with a stranger. Maybe a cowboy like a Lone Ranger. Go out on the town, down the lower broad with my tiny little dress and my white boots on. I ain't looking for love, just a little danger. Tonight it'd be a good night to sleep with a stranger. I can stand it. Tonight I want a bad boy motorcycle bandit. I want to ride a steel horse all night long. Get my favorite t-shirt and some cutoffs on. I want a man that's full of anger. Tonight'd be a good night to sleep with a stranger. You can call me anything you want to, just don't call me after tonight. You can tell me just how you're feeling, long as you're making me feel alright. Tonight'll be a good night to get a little stone. So come on, baby, I don't wanna leave alone. We've been drinking all night at the 308. Gonna throw us out if it gets too late. Ain't no need to linger. Tonight'd be a good night to sleep with a stranger. Call me anything you want to, just don't call me after tonight. You can tell me just how you're feeling, long as you're making me feel alright. Let's make it last all night. sleep with a stranger, maybe a cowboy like a Lone Ranger. Right now, don't matter who, if you play your cards right, then it might be you. Cause I ain't looking for love, just a little danger. Tonight'll be a good night. Oh, tonight'll be a good night. Sleep with a stranger.
I got a couple more for you. And that, Rain, this song's called Look Away. I wrote it about my grandmother who had told me she would be my guardian angel right before she passed away when I was a young child. I moved to California by myself and I got ballsy. I didn't think I needed a guardian angel for a period of time. And so I started getting worried about if my grandma was paying attention to what I was up to. And I would say that I'd much rather have a guardian angel all the time and just keep it in line than cast her away and get in trouble, you know. So, word for the wise. I've got an angel that's following me. She's watching wherever I go. But I've done a lot that she just shouldn't see. And there's things I don't want her to know. So look away, little angel. Hide your eyes from the trouble I've sown. Cause I might take a ride with the devil tonight. And I don't think that you ought to go. Oh no. Well, I'm not saying that I'm proud of my ways, and I'm sure that you've seen worse before. But lately I've been just dying to see what's hiding behind that door. So look away, little angel. Hide your eyes from the trouble I've sown. Cause I might take a ride with the devil tonight. And I don't think that you ought to go. Oh no. The drugs and the drinking got me to thinking I can't win with the cards that I've drawn. Well, it's tough to say, but I know that it's true. This has gone on for way too long. There'll come a time when you'll realize that you've gotten in over your head. And you'll find yourself with no angel in sight. You'll be wishing you never said. Look away, little angel. Hide your eyes from the trouble I've sown. Cause I might take a ride with the devil tonight. And I don't think that you ought to go. No, I don't think that you ought to go. No, I don't think that you ought to go. Can I try one more like that, all like by myself? I like that. Well, I was looking back. Like I said, it's been about 10 years since I quit my job and recorded my first record and said I was going to be a musician. My friends in California, where I lived before, they say it kind of like a joke. They're like, remember when you told us you were going to be a country singer? I was like, well, I am. Well, I guess it was funny at first. Well, I know it was funny at first. I think I sang pretty squeaky. I had one singing lesson in Manhattan with an ex-punk singer, and she like made me look in the mirror and learn how to sing. That's embarrassing. You'll learn quick. Mm-hmm.
Never learned.
Mike says he never learned. One of the first songs I wrote was a song about my dad, and I kind of didn't want him to know because I was feeling bad for him in this song, and he called me one night and he said, I'm coming away, Joe. And it broke my heart a little bit that he knew, but I was kind of glad he did because sometimes you just feel trapped in your own situation, I think. So that's what this one is. Let's see. Come away, Joe. Come away like you don't know now. Come away, Joe. Get over here now, boy, I say now. Come away with me, we're going on a ride to the darker side. And you don't have to be aware of these kind of things. Come away, Joe. Come away from the way that you thought it would be. Yes, you did. Come away, Joe. Yes, we do. And you will see where we have been. Simply the way we should have been. Saddest man I know. Applause for the Hallam Brothers tonight. Mike and I are going to do one more song together, and then I sent them an SOS. You know, I was asked to come up here and play the Lost River Sessions, and thank you so much for inviting us. And they said solo, and I said, oh, sure. And I didn't have a choice. My band members are in Hawaii. They're on vacation right now, other than me and Mike, and we were begrudging to that, so we were happy to come out and play a show for y'all. But I didn't want to do it alone. I mean, not that you're alone, Mike. I don't feel alone with you, but I still, like, I want to thump, you know? And so, what?
You made me cry.
Don't cry. This isn't about you. It's about me and my need for the Hallam Brothers to back us up for the second half of the set. So I sent out an SOS. I was like, you guys, could you learn 5 or 6 or 8 or 8 songs? So that's what's going to happen. It's going to be fantastic. Right time will happen for you then. with a little bass, because I can't do that by myself. But I will play you one more song. It's a brand new song. It's called Try a Little Harder, and I wrote it about growing up the way I did with my family, to be tough as nails, but just smooth it over when you're in a pinch. So this song's called Try a Little Harder, and it's got me through a few rainy days lately, and I think it's going to do the same for other people. That's what they keep telling me, so I'm going to put it on this record. And it goes like... I used to think that it was all in my head, like some kind of condition from a book that I read. I couldn't take much more than I'd been through, so I called up the doctor. I said, what should I do? He told me, sometimes you gotta try a little harder, try a little harder to get what you want. Keep singing. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, push a little farther just to make it on your own. I woke up to some bad news today, just when I thought that things were finally going my way. But my car won't start and I got piles of bills to pay. When life gets you down, well, you know what they say. Keep singing. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, try a little harder to get what you want. Keep singing. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, push a little farther just to make it on your own. One of these days you're gonna wake up and find yourself wondering if you've done right or should have done something else. It gets hard to believe you're gonna find a way, but that's the price you pay. Thinking back to where it all began, at the edge of the world with my toes in the sand, I cried out, Daddy, what if I can't swim? He said, you'll never know if you don't dive in. Keep singing. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, try a little harder to get what you want. Keep singing. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, push a little farther just to make it on your own. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, try a little harder, get what you want. Keep singing. Sometimes you gotta try a little harder, push a little farther just to make it on your own. On your own. On your own. Well, thank you so much. May I invite the Howlin' Brothers up here to the stage? Well, how's it going?
Good.
When's the last time you were thrown under a bus like this?
I don't know.
When's the last time your tour date was only 55 miles away? Fantastic. I'll come back here all the time. All I wanted to live in was a city with a square. You guys are right next to it. You guys got room? You got a little store space open for me? This is very exciting.